This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for March 20th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 2. It says there, "And do not be conformed to this world." As we live in this world, all of us, including our children, are pressured to conform to the culture and standards of this world. No one is exempt from this temptation. The term world is used in different meanings in the original Greek language in which the New Testament is written. The first word, cosmos, itself is used in three different meanings based on the context in which it appears. In John 3:16, when Jesus said, "God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have everlasting life." The word world means the mankind or human beings. God loved you and the people of this world and gave his Son to save you and grant you everlasting life with him in heaven. However, he did not love the sinful, lustful value system of this world. The second word is aeon, which means the present age, or more specifically, the ways, standards, or customs of this world. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 2 says, "When you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient." The present age that is fallen from the Garden of Eden and the thought process behind its thinking, customs, ways, aspirations, and standards are according to that fallen nature. The present age is under the influence of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, who is the devil. And his spirit, who is now at work in the present age, causes disobedience and rebelliousness. The present age is an antithesis of the coming kingdom of God. The present age is in opposition to the coming kingdom of God. When Bible says in John 2:15 and James 4:4, "You cannot love the world and God at the same time," it means you cannot love the world's value system, its practices, norms, aspirations, and thoughts of this world, and then love God at the same time. The value system of God and value system of the present age are opposite to each other. Bible says in Galatians 1:4, "Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for our sins, to rescue us from this present evil age, according to the will of our God and Father," end of quote. You see, we needed to be rescued from the present evil age, and that is why Jesus paid his blood, to rescue us from its corruption and bondage. Our today's Bible insight says, "Do not be conformed to this world." Other translations give a little bit more understanding of this concept. TPT translates, "Stop imitating the ideals and opinions of the culture around you." GNT says, "Do not conform yourself to the standards of this world." NLT says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world." Now, I hope you understand the point. It simply means do not allow this world to influence or drag you in its ways, standards, and aspirations. Do not follow the value system of this world to shape your thinking process. Because in Paul's language in Romans 1:18-31, the present age and this fallen age suppress the truth of God, for they want to enjoy the wicked and sinful things without restraints. Due to ingratitude toward God, he gave this present age to shameful lusts. It says God gave them over to a depraved mind because they did not want to retain the knowledge of God. As a result of the depraved mind, they do what they should not have done. They have become filled with every kind of wickedness, evil, greed, and depravity. You see, the present fallen and depraved mindset, without God in their value system, became full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and malice. They gossip, they slander, they are God-haters, insolent, arrogant and boastful, and they invent ways of doing evil. They disobey their parents. They have no understanding, no fidelity, no love, no mercy. Then the last verse of the book of Romans chapter 1 ends with this statement. It says, although they know God's righteous decrees, that those who do such things deserve death, they not only continue to do these very things, but also approve of those who practice them. End of quote. You see, they know God's righteous standards and decree in their inner heart. Moreover, they also know that those who follow the present age thinking deserve death. Still, not only they continue to do these things, but also approve such people who practice them. Beloved, is this not what we see in the United States of America and around the world these days? Open your eyes and see the present corrupt age in front of your eyes. This is the picture of the aeon, the present, fallen, depraved, sinful, shameful age that does not honor and thank God. They hate the knowledge of God and suppress the truth of God. Every time God is mentioned, even though they know in their heart God is in existence, they don't want to hear about it, and they want to continue suppressing the truth of God. Our today's insight is not a recommendation or suggestion. It is a command from God. Do not be conformed to this world, aeon, the present, sinful, lustful age. Many once faithful believers shipwrecked their faith life by conforming to the desires of this present age. Paul was talking about Demas and said this in 2 Timothy 4:10. Demas, because he loved this world, has deserted me and has gone to Thessalonica. End of quote. The word used is for now age or present age. Paul said in his letter to Philemon, Demas was a fellow worker with him. Demas and Luke, together with Paul, sent Christian greetings to the believers in Colossae. However, later when he wrote the epistle to Timothy before his departure, he says, Demas, sadly, because he loved this present age, has left him. May this never happen to us. When flirting with the present age and its desires and aspirations, please keep this solemn warning in your heart. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, the pressure to conform to the standards of this world is heavy, especially in these last days. Lord, help me do not conform to its value system. I believe Jesus gave himself up for me to rescue me from the present evil age. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. Help me every day to obey your word, which would transform me into your image. In Christ's name I pray, amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.